going to do a shtick mishlei today. The next pasuk, Shema b'ni Musa avicha v'al titoish teres imecha. This is a famous pasuk. Obviously, when Shlomo HaMelech says Musa avicha titoish teres imecha, he's talking about something deeper than just saying your father, your mother. So the first thing, which I heard from a Biankev Zatzal, B'shem De'Altos Slabotke, that the word Shema B'ni could be taken separately, as a separate statement. Shema B'ni. Right? Then it's Musa Avicha V'al Titoish Teres Imecha. He said that the Altos Slabotke said, what does Shema B'ni teach you? Shema B'ni teaches you the following. We know that a Rebbe is supposed to be a father, right? V'shinantum l'vonecho is bonecho eilu talmidecho. So obvious question is, how could you expect that a Rebbe should mamish be like a father? Is that mamish a father? Chazal say, in a sense, a Rebbe has a certain higher level because he's mevil l'chayel l'mabo. So the Shalom remembers the sugyim of a metziah. Avedas oviv, avedas raboy. If you have a choice to pick up your father's avedah, your Rebbe's avedah, you can't get both. So avedas raboy kedemas, because your Rebbe brought you to Olam Haba. So there is a sheet of the Mishnah Melech that if your father pays tuition, so then your father has both, because your father was also Yavi L'chai Olam Haba by hiring somebody to teach you Torah. So then it would be has impact Pizman Hazeh on this halach. But the bottom line is, doesn't seem like a realistic goal. How could you expect, aside from the Rebbe, aside from the Talmud, that should be an Avu Ben? That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying over here. Shema B'ni, he's calling Klal Yisrael B'ni, right? So the Altos Slabotke had a beautiful idea. Whenever you find Chazal, such a statement is always a pshat. Right? So, a Rebbe is a malach. If you think your Rebbe is a malach, you have a problem. Your Rebbe is not a malach. Taka Chazal say, Imarav doimel malach. The Rebbe is doimel to malach, not a malach. So what's malach? It's all kinds of pshotim. Tafur has a gewaldige pshat. Tafur says, Imarav doimel malach. Just like a malach is a shliach. That's actually the title malach, the name malach, is a shliach. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim. Right, we'll have that next week. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim. So one man of the Medrash says malachim is shluchim. The other one says malachim, malachim manish. But a malach is a loshen shliach. What's pshat that a malach is called a shliach? L'choy wo shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right, what's the chiddush of malach? The teretz is, a malach's whole chefza, his whole creation, is that he's a shliach. He doesn't have any other function. A malach doesn't have his own desire, doesn't have his own retzaynus. He's a shliach. That's all he is. In fact, based on Chazal, when a malach completes whatever mission he has, he expires. It's finished. Right? Because there isn't another. A malach doesn't have, he works for the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he also has a life on the side. There's no life on the side. The essence of his creation is shlichus. So the Afos of the Gevalde Gevort. He said, if a Rebbe teaches a Talmud, and he has his own ulterior motive, out of Akish Terem Yipil. He has to be Doimel Malach in that regard, that in his mission of teaching a Talmud, he views it as purely a shlichus. That's this connection. A shlichus to teach him Terem. And then, Akish Terem Yipil. So the Altos Slabotke wanted to say that B'ni has to have another pshat. It's pshat and B'ni. He said a gvaldik vort. Actually, Biankev used to use this. You said whenever we got to Parshas Vayetze, this parsha, he always said this vort. Always. He said that we find that the others were gvaldik matzliach in Kiruv Chaykin. Even Yitzchak was Midas Hadin, it was different. The Rambam says he was a Oymer Umazir, but the others were tremendously successful. Avraham Avinu, Mamish Makar of the world, right? What's the flip side? If you have to take somebody in Sefer Bereishis, the least successful, Noach. As far as being Makar of people, Noach doesn't even have one Baal Tshuva on his record, right? As far as we know, Noach has no Baal Tshuva. Yeah? So he wasn't Makar of anybody. So basically, how do we compare these two? So Bianca says very poshut. The Medrash Rabba says, you think Noach didn't give Musa to people? Of course he did. He gave plenty of Musa. He gave Musa Yomim V'layel. He gave Musa. But if you look in the Medrash Rabba says, how did he start his drasha? You remember this? He got up to speak. What did he say? Shaitim. Shaitim, or tipshim, depends on the girsan. Fools. What are you worshipping? He was right. What are you worshipping idols for? You're worshipping a cup. What are you doing? You shaitim. Fools. Yankiv Avinu, this week's parsha. Right? He starts giving Musa to the Roi Yitzchak, the shepherds. You know what shepherds are? In the time of the Gemara, every shepherd was proselytes. Shepherds weren't the Gishmaki Hamish people. Shepherds were on the bottom. Yankiv Avinu comes to a new town. He's an Alta Yid. Comes into a new town. And what does he do? He starts giving Musa to the shepherds. First of all, not such a smart thing to do. Right? It's not such a smart thing to do. But what happens at Dover Neira? The shepherds answer him. They deal with him. Yaakov says, when are you taking lunch breaks in the middle of the day? What are you doing? You're on duty. And they start answering him. And Chazal tells us they changed their methodology after they spoke to Yaakov Avinu. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yankiv said, how could it be that Noach, 120 years, didn't get one Baal Tshuva? Yankiv Avinu walks into Charan, on Alta Yid, he goes over to the shepherds, the Oisvarf, and they didn't come to learn by him. They didn't ask him to give them Musa. He gives them Musa, and they're Makabal Musa. Rabbi Yankiv said one word. What's Yaakov's first word to the shepherds? Pachai! Noach started his drasha tippish, and Yankiv Avinu started his drasha achai. Even today, you go in the city, you say, my brother. Right? Brother. What does the man, call it? Tell me. Son. He sticks with Shlomanach. Bini. Bini. Rabbi Yankiv said, that's why Yankiv was matzliach and Noach was not matzliach. I was medayik from a pasuk in Tanakh like a Yankiv. Because the pasuk in Tanakh, when it refers to Noach, it says, Sonu Moichiach. That's the lashon of the Navi. They hated the Moichiach. It should say, Sonu Techoch. They hated the Musa. It doesn't say they hated the Musa. It says, Sonu Moichiach. You call me a tippish, I'm not listening to you. You call me a brother, I'm ready to hear. Sonu Moichiach. Doesn't give any pshat. I once said over with this idea from Rabbi Yankiv, if the pasuk says, Al toichach letz pen yisno eko, don't give Musa to a letz because he'll hate you. Hoicheach lechochom, give Musa to a chochom v'yav eko, and he'll love you, right? I understand it sounds very gishmak, right? Shkoyach, but the letz needs the Musa. The letz needs Musa. You basically tell me, don't give Musa to the people that need Musa because they'll hate you. Give Musa to the Chachonim who don't need the Musa, they'll love you. Shkech. What do I accomplish by that? I'm going to go give a Chaim Musa, he should do some Asmode? Chaim, Epshe Zolman Abyssal, you know, spend a couple hours a day learning? Chaim would love if I told him that. That's what the Pasuk is saying. He'll love you. Like the Maisa I told you, Mechazanish, with the Tehillim. I love you. So I wanted to say Pshat based on Rabbi Yankiv. It's not talking about two people. Al toichach letz. When you give Musa, don't talk to the guy like he's a letz. Don't tell him you letz. Tippish. Hoichech l'chochom. Give him, respect him. He'll love you, he'll take what he has to take. Nothing about two different people. The same person. You look at the same person, you call him a tippish. You look at the same person, you call him a tippish. Zokrab Yankov Zatzal from the B'Shem the Alter Slobodka. There's a big difference between a father and everybody else. Very big difference. A father, at least a healthy father, is always looking at his son's potential. He's always looking. He's, your father is your biggest fan club. Your father, your mother, these are your fans. Right? The Manal knows because he's heard this from me many times. Sometimes a Rebbe will come to me, not sometimes, many times over the years. I mean, his kid's parents, I can't deal with them. They're in total denial. I say, that's a parent. A parent who's not in denial is a Nishkin parent. A Yosem is never a kid that doesn't have anybody for them that's in denial. A tata and mama also. Now again, people could be dangerously in denial, and people could be responsibly in denial. But I give you, all of you, a bracha that, Mr. Shem, when you have children, you should be a shtickle in denial. That's what a parent is. A parent is a shtickle. Parent looks at his kid, everybody says the kid's a chaya. And you look at the kid and you go, what do you mean? He's a tzatzkele. He's a little rabbadig. Did you see what your kid just did? He broke the window. He's so cute. He's a cutie pie. He's a cutie pie that breaks windows. This is Hatate. The father says he's a cutie pie that breaks a window. I remember when I was a kid, my father would always tell people, and believe me, my father got a lot of people coming over what their son just did. And my father would say, my son has a heart of gold. No matter what I did, the heart of gold. Yeah, then I asked him from him a little bit. Right? But that's Tosat Tatamame. So if Yankov said, from the Alter Slobodka, it's very hard to be Matzlich and Torah. It's not easy to learn Torah. It's very hard. There's a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of you fall through many times. Sheva Yipol Tzadik. You need a fan club in order to be matzliach and learning. The person who teaches you Torah has to be able to look at you and go, you can do it. The way a father looks at a son. Father doesn't look at his son and say, you can't do it. You can do it. So, Ochtel, Shema! If you want to get a kid to hear you, it has to be B'ni. Like the Manal says, my son. Shema, if you want. That's Shlomo Melech's Hakdom here. Shema! You want a person to be able to hear what you have to say, it should be B'ni. If it's B'ni, then there'll be a Shema. So he took that as a separate statement. Okay, that's not really wrong. I wanted to discuss really Musa Avich and Teresi Mecha, but I could not tell you the Alter's vote. That's the Alter for Slobodka's vote, Shema B'ni. So what's Musa Avich? So we find like this. We find really two Pirushim here. We find one Pirush, Teresi Mecha, we find from the Goyim, it could be there's a Kesher. The Goyim says, Shema b'ni Musa Ravicha v'al titish teresi mecha. Musa Ravicha zu Torah sheba'o peh. And teresi mecha zu Torah shebiksad. That's what the Goyim says right here on the Pasuk. Musa Ravicha zu Torah sheba'o peh. Shetzorich l'shmoy ha'isa. That's why he uses the Lashon Shema. Because Torah sheba'o peh used to be not written. Right? We only wrote it out, Eis lasis l'ashem, Eifei l'teraschem. Torah Sheba Peh was always given over by outside. So it's Shema. So Shlomo says, Shema B'ni Musa Avicha, that's the Goyim says that's Torah Sheba Peh. V'al Tito Ish Torah Simecha Azu Torah Sheba Ksav. Azizok the Goyim. So that's how the Goyim learns. Rav Shamsa Rafal Hirsch says a different idea. You have to know, this is going to be a shtickle kash on both, but Rav Shamsa will shtickle. Really, L'choy is a kash on the Goyim. You look at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Bein Chomish L'Mikra, Bein Esra L'Mishnah, Bein Chomish Esra L'Gemara. Right? Okay, so today we don't do it exactly the way it says in the Mishnah. Right? We don't do exactly the way it says in the Mishnah. But we do follow conceptually the Mishnah, which means you start with Mikra, you progress the Mishnah, then you do Gemara. That's right? And Gemara obviously doesn't mean Gemara, it means going into things deeper. When this Mishnah was written, there wasn't even a Gemara. Right? So Gemara doesn't mean what we call Talmud Bavli or Talmud Yerushalmi. It means to be Ma'ayan in the Shmuas. Right? But that's the normal, that's the way it goes. That has not changed. That has not changed. That it's Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Because that's logical. So why would Shlomo HaMelech, I'm asking on the Goyim, why would Shlomo HaMelech start with Torah Shebaal Peh and then go to Torah Shebiksav? Shema B'ni Musa Avicho, it's with Torah Shebaal Peh. Should be, I'll teach the Torah Shebaal Peh, Shema B'ni Musa, I know it doesn't sound right, but that's the way it should be written, L'chayra. If it's, because that's the Seder Advarim, Shema B'ni. The Seder is, you start with Torah Shebiksav, then you go to Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the, now I'll tell you if Shamshon Folher says, and then we'll see whatever with the Goyim. Shamshon Folher says, I under the hair. Shamshon Folher says that your mother has a different way that she talks to you. Your mother is a Lashon Raka. Most mothers are softer. Father is more the tougher guy. Father is the tougher guy. The mother is softer. And that's the way it is came out in every home. And even if the mother maybe will talk tougher and the father will talk softer, well, nice, everybody knows the father is the one that generally is the pnimius, the starker, the stronger one, and the mother is the Lashon Raka. So many Chazal bring by Matan Torah, because same will be Yang, if a Sagat will be Yisrael. So Rashi brings down over there in Parshas Yisrael. Same as Lashon Raka. Same as soft speech. Because same will be Yang, that's a one notion, Lashon Raka. Sagat will be Yisrael, that's the Schorim Lashon Koshek Egid. That's what Rashi says the Parshas Yisrael. So if Shamshon Folher here says that the father is coming with Musa reflecting, critique, strong. The mother is softer. The mother is not called Musa, it's softer. So he says that there's a time and place for everything. So even though a person, when they're younger, they start with their mother, right? And then they move on to the father, meaning generally as a person gets older, the father is the one madrich them more than the mother. Generally speaking, the mother is the one more rako, the father is more the stronger one. He says, but you have to know that there's a time and place for everything. In life, you always have to integrate that which your mother taught you. The delicacy of how to deal with people, you have to take from your mother. So he says, it's taka like this, it's Shema B'ni Musa Avicha, after you heard your father's musa, your father's more critical approach, Al titaish, don't leave go of. He doesn't say learn it. Al titaish means don't go away from it. Don't forget the Torah Simecha. Don't, even after you have Musa Avicha, you need to also master, you can't leave go of the Torah Simecha. He says that's why the Torah Simecha is what you were born and bred up. He says if Shamshon Folher, that's how we call the language. It's called Yamamalosh, right? If somebody speaks a Yiddish fluently, that's their man. Say, that's my ma. In Yiddish, you say, that's my Mamalosh, right? It's my mother tongue. He says, because your first language is your mother teaches it to you. Meaning your mother is the one who. So he says, that you should never leave go of. Just like Shlomo HaMelech says, Kas is not a good thing. But Shlomo HaMelech says, Kas Ibechekoi. You shouldn't have anger on your lap or on your chest. But you have to express anger. Even in the middle of anger, I'm all you have to express anger. It's not chayk v'layava. Sometimes you have to express kas. You can't lose yourself. Sometimes you have to express kas. The same thing, that's how we touch on this. Maybe we could use this now to explain the goyim with Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Perhaps we could say that's the pshat, what the goyim is saying. Somebody just asked me, Mamish this Peh Shabbos. They were asking me about, you know, all this Torah about the Ovis. All this Torah about the Ovis. Some people like to overanalyze the Ovis. Yeah, you know, from this approach, and then they give their critique. You know, Yaakov Avinu grew up like this, Esav grew up like that. You know why? Because Rashi brings down, they both learned the same till they were bar mitzvah. I'm sure the Elam has heard this. Right? You've heard this idea before. Esav didn't belong to the same cheder. Like Yankee Vavina. He didn't belong to the same cheder. You should have sent him to day school. Esav. Right? Should have sent him to a school that has leagues and this. You don't send an Esav to Beis David. Huh? He sent Esav and Yankov to one cheder, so for Shteitzach. So I always say that's not my malach. There are other chayyim that say this. I don't mean chas v'shalom it's not my approach. And I always say because it's a very slippery slope. If you're going to start questioning the Messiah of the others, okay? If you're going to start questioning the Messiah of the others, so then where do you stop? If you could critique Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, and you could say, well, Yitzchak held that this is the way to bring up these kids, glad that was the one thing he made. Yitzchak's a great guy. Believe me, I hold of him greatly, Yitzchak. And most of his parenting classes I would have gone to. But Granda, the one on Chamech Lomar Pidarka, I would have skipped that class. So I told this person, it was actually an old Talmud of mine. He asked me, what do I have against it? I said, because then what's the goal? What's the line where you say, okay, so that I disagree with. We'll do it a little better than Yitzchak did it. We do Chanoich L'Nar Al Pidach. Yitzchak didn't do that. Yitzchak didn't have the illusion to know that Chanoich L'Nar. I learned Mamish opposite. I learned Vayehav Yitzchak as Ace of the Pshat is that Yitzchak be'etzem al Tzmidus Hadin. Yitzchak should have the opposite the way many explain. What's that Verizko you have as Yankov? I tell you, simple pshat. I think it's simple. The emesis, let's talk naturally. You have a kid that's very helpful. He gets food, he cooks, he cleans, he hunts, okay? And now he has a father and a mother. His father is a Chaim Knievsky Kolaterakula in a room with towels and film. Even when he has coronavirus, nothing changes. Regular schedule. And this father who's a dugma of Chaim Knievsky, he has one son that's like him, that's in the room next door, who people go in there and ask him shilas all day and all night, where does the Medrash say that the Nebuchadnezzar was a tefach, and he says it's a Yalkut in Chabakuk. And you go to Esav, what do you ask Esav? Exactly. You want to ask him where the Medrash in Nebuchadnezzar is? He doesn't know what Chabakuk is, he doesn't know the Yalkut Shemayin, he's a Eves from Gornish. Eves, what it means, a deer head. Right? So you go into Esav's house, you have deers hanging on top of the fireplace. And you go to Yankov Avinu Abdul's house, and Mechet Shas and Rambam. Now you have two parents, you have a mother and a father. The father is Reb Chaim Knievsky. By nature, who should love Esav and who should love Yankov? I don't know if people think about this at all. Naturally, Yitzchak should have been in love with Yankov Avinu. Look at the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. We talk the same. We're in the same ballpark. What's Yitzchak talking to Esav about? Hey, what'd you get today? Well, that's a good one. That deer. Psh. Wow, that's a good one. Could you stuff it for me and hang it on my head? Well, what's that Yitzchak with Esav? And then if he wants to talk to him in learning, what is he talking learning? Papa, how do you take Maisa from water? What does Yitzchak have with a comma with Esav? But the mother could come home. Mommy, he's a great piece of meat. If anything, it should be Vayahav Yitzchak as Yaakov Kishas Befiv. Verivke. Oh yeah, this is Esav, Kitzayim Befiv. How's it going to get down there? The Teretz is Rivka, if you're making a big mistake, you think Rivka didn't give Derech Eretz to Esav. She gave tremendous Derech Eretz to Esav. That's not a Chiddush. She called him B'no HaGadol. You look at the Pesukim, she calls Esav her B'no HaGadol. That's Rivka. He trusted his mother, the only one he gave his big day chamudis. If she earned his trust, I mean, she treated him like $1 million. But the Torah doesn't have to tell us that the mama treated her tzatzkiller, who wasn't such a tzatzkiller. That's not such a big cons.
Rivka Eves is Yankov.
Yankov wasn't the one helping in the kitchen. Yitzchok, when Keneged is Natiya, Keneged, Vayav, just the opposite. So to me, I don't look at it like Yitzchok treated them the same. No, he didn't treat them the same. Adarabah, he unleashed Avas Chinom to Esav. Yitzchok needs Esav's deers. He unleashed Avas Chinom. He knew very well. Why did they end up differently? Ask the Novi. The Novi said, Shnei l'umim me'achi v'chayt. Not because they went to the same cheder. Not because they went to the same cheder. So I said, if you critique the others, it's a slope that has no, it's a bottomless pit. That's why I don't think about that. I just think what I could learn from the others. I don't think I would do something better. Because if I would think like that, there's no end. That's my mahalach. And that's why Chazal and Torah Shebaal Peh always warn us not to take Torah Shebiksav at face value. Kolam a David chotan el Torah, kolam a bnei Eli chotan el Torah, kolam a show. Every all Chazal all over tell us, don't take it simply. When we start Tanakh, I always give you the same shmuz. What's the shmuz I give you? I say we're going to go through a lot of stories in Tanakh. You have a lot of kashas. David, Bathsheba, Shaul, Doi. You have a lot of kashas. Yeah. I say, if you think you know pshat, that would be like you going, you went into a car, you in Bnei Brak, one night, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're driving back from a chasaneh, and you pass by Bank Lumi, and in front of the bank you see a white van, and you see the Pchaim, and you see the Mechel Yudah Lefkowitz, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, Mitrabal Steinemann. They're all wearing masks. Today, masks doesn't mean anything. Because coronavirus. They're wearing masks. And Chaim is telling him exactly where to park the van. Okay, Lake the van, Dome, and them in the guilt. And then Rav Steinemann takes a knife. He cuts out the window of the store. Quickly, Mechel Lefkowitz, who knows more about electricity, he disconnects the alarm very quickly. The alarm doesn't go off. Come down, he's peklach from guilt. They pack the van. Chaim has a big smile. Job well done. Now kick the iron man in the driveway. Now, which tippish would say it's a bank robbery? You have to be the biggest idiot. Yeah, the Chaim and the Stein and the left, they went to steal the bank. Obviously, it's some kind of miser, which you don't know what it is, right? Now, do you have a right to say it looks modern? Yeah, of course it looks modern. It looks modern, but you know, I don't know what I just saw. That's what Chazal tells. Don't evaluate these people who are way out of your list. Kemen Zogun, that a person thinks that Torah Shebiksav can survive without Chazal's interpretation of Torah Shebaal Peh, it's never going to work. Shema B'ni Musa Avicha, if you listen to how Chazal describe the Torah, then it'll be a kiyum v'altitish teres imech. Then you'll be able to hold on to teres shemal b'ksav. But if chas v'sholem, there's no shema b'ni, then there can't be a teres imech either. That would explain why Chazal put it that way, that you should know. If we just say, shema b'ni, teres imech. Right? Or teres, if that's what Chazal would say. Right? Kabel terrorism, and then Shema Musa Vich. You think it's two things? You could have Torah Shebiksav, you could have Torah Shebaal Peh. No, no. It's a gate mishtas. Without Torah Shebaal Peh, Chas v'Shom, you lose Torah Shebiksav. You're left with New Testaments and this Testament. Now, you're left with one big mishmash. That's what I always tell the Olam over, that the Netziv Mivalozhin, I always tell to say this over, Netziv Mivalozhin was a big, he used to debate the Maskilim. Very often he would debate the Maskilim. So one of the biggest maskilim in his generation, from the Enlightenment, they used to learn Tanakh. That was their specialty, Tanakh. So he came to discuss Tanakh with the Netziv. The Netziv washed the floors with him. Nishkishtegin, nishkifloigin. The guy felt like a total idiot. At the end of the conversation, he tells the Netziv, he says, Rabbi, I don't understand. You have to answer this question for me. He says, we're both intelligent people. He says, I'm no fool. I'm a smart guy.
And I spend my whole life on Tanakh, on the Bible. How is it, and you spend your whole life on Shas, on Peskim, the Netziv, the Hamikdovel, the Shintis. How is it that you wash the fools of me in Tanakh? He said, the answer is in a pasuk of Tanakh. It's a pasuk. We say in Eishes Chayim. We praise this woman, right? She's Eishes Chayil. She made expensive materials, silk, Fatimkor, and she sold it. Fachagor, and a belt, Nostalaknani, she gave the merchant. So Siv asked this maskil, what kind of businesswoman is she? If she's a good businesswoman, why is she giving away a belt? Sell the silk and sell the belt. What's she doing? Teretz is up to the Halak and the Tziv. He says the Pshat is a good businesswoman understands you have to be a shtickle salesperson. And if you have a customer that's ready to buy sudden, ready to buy the silk, you give them the belt. That's smart. That's not stupid. That's smart. If you give a person a belt, they feel good about you. They got something free. Right? Look, you go to Krakow. I don't know if it's still here. Right? You get 25 things you walk out of there. You buy one suit and belts and ties and hats and shoes. And you walk out of there with that guy and say, what, they're giving away things? They know what they're doing. Don't worry. That's what the Nitzav. He said to him, he says, you. He says, somebody comes to buy a belt. You charge him full price for a belt. He says, you're coming for the belt. So you, Abishtha makes you pay for the belt, and you don't even get the belt at the end of the day. If I missed. He says, I learned Torah's Hashem. Sodin osas alatimko. The name of the Abishtha v'chagor nos nalaknash. The Abishtha gives through in Tanakh. The Abishtha gave me siyata d'shmai in Tanakh. But based on what I'm saying, without the Torah Shabbat Peh, it'll never survive by you the Torah Shabbat Peh. Sapshat is another something called Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is mitla toli v'koy. It's hanging on the understanding and interpretation of Chazal of Torah, in Torah Shebiksav.